Yeah, I was very pleased. I thought we controlled the game throughout, really. Fair play to Hayes, you know, when they went down to 10 men, they kept getting the ball forward. But I thought we could have made it a little bit easier with the chances we created today. But it was nice to see chances created and obviously us getting a win here, because it's a difficult place to come.
Good all-round performances from a number of places on the pitch as well, Steve. That must have been heartening as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple of weeks where we haven't had a game, so I mean, we was hoping to get one or two of the other lads back, but we've had some good performances today throughout the squad, and I was pleased that they got the rewards.
Jamiel Martin, Steve Guinan up front, they posed problems for the Hayes mid defensive back line, didn't they, all game?
Yes, they did, yeah, and that's what I say. I mean, I thought they were quite a handful, especially in the first half. In the second half, we created a great chance just after half time. It would have just been nice to score at that point. But I was just in the back of my mind thinking, you know, are these chances going to come back and haunt us? Because, as I say, I thought we could have just killed the game off earlier than we did.
Were you pleased with the players' reaction, though, Steve? Because obviously there must have been an air of disappointment when Hayes pulled it back to 1-1.
Well, there's always that, and you know, when you've only got a goal lead, and you know, a free kick on the edge of the box, it's took a deflection and gone in, and you know, that can always happen. So that's why it's important to take your chances to when they come along to put them away and just get that little bit of a cushion that we needed with the second goal. But I think once we got the second, it was a good reply after they'd equalised. And but you know, fair play to them; they kept coming at us.
Callum Gittin celebrating his birthday with a couple of goals. He says he's only having J2O's tonight, boss. He'll be all right.
That's not what I've heard. No, I was pleased that he got on the end of those two. And, I mean, the second one, well, both good goals, really. But, yes, you want to see a midfielder score. And it was nice, obviously, the supply, you know, Jammer created two for him. And I just felt that, after that, we could have really scored a few more. But you get 3 points, and it's a good 3 points.
You look ahead to next week, Steve. It's Cambridge United. The games come thick and fast, admittedly, at this stage of the season, interspersed with cup games. But they're a side that have gone on a good run, haven't they, since Harry has beat them up at the Abbey Stadium back in early part of the season.
Yes, they have, yes. And, they'll be a tough side to break down. But it's pleasing from our point of view that we're getting one or two back now, and we're looking at setting up a game in the week to give the likes of Jack Byrne a run out, and perhaps Mike Williams. So, you know, they're all important. Carl Storr are obviously missing today, so it's important that we can get them some game time, and hopefully with the break this week, we'll be even stronger next week.